fucking A. Here we are, man. It's Thursday night. Tomorrow night, it's our chat. Be there, be square. Texas beat Connecticut in a... Texas just beat Connecticut in the Little League World Series. It wasn't the game. It was one of the elimination games. So Texas moves on. I think they're going to play New Jersey or something. I don't remember who. There's more games tomorrow. There's another elimination game on Saturday. Not that anybody gives a shit, but I do. I dig the Little League World Series. It's kind of, you know, whatever. I like it. It's a tradition. Meanwhile, on the other TV, we got the Astros and the Nationals. The Astros leading the Nats leading the Astros 2-0. Games in Houston. Big game. Both of these teams leading their divisions, Central and the Love Division. No, the Central and the Eastern Division. Let me see what else we can pull out of this fucker, because the Little League game's over. I mean, it's over, man. It's been over a long time for you, Billy. Yeah, but I just... No, it's been over a long time. Bench-clearing altercation, Yankees and Tigers. Oh, shit. Love it. Woo. Love it, man. And the bullpen just came racing out of there. Oh, Yankee pitcher was throwing at the fucking Tiger. So Detroit got real pissed off at that, as I'm sure you would imagine that they would. You know. She used to do the do. And the funky chicken too. Jive turkey. Hoochie coo. I used to do the do. And the funky chicken too. Well, you jive turkey. Come on, motherfucker. Let's get some baseball on this son of a bitch before I lose my fucking shit. Let's go, Jack. I don't want the goddamn... What's the story here? Come on, let's go. God damn it. She used to do the do. Jeff Bagwell, Journey to Cooperstown. Tomorrow at 7:30 on your Astros... On your place for Astros baseball, KASS, KASS, as an Astro, not ass, you know, with your filthy mind thinking of. All right, man, so I got the Twins and Sox, which is what I'm watching here. No, that ain't it, man. Let's go. What? Hey, when's college football start? Not that I watch that shit either, but, you know, every little bit helps. Phillies and Cubs, Twins and Jays, Twins, Royals. Is everything over? Here's the Dodgers. All right, now, are the Dodgers on right now? No. No, they're not. Fuck. House fire. Breaking news, house fire in the Los Angeles area.
Well.
Red Sox and Indians. Oh, this game is still going. It is in the top of the seventh. Jesus. Cleveland destroying Boston 10-4. And as I mentioned, in the bottom half of the sixth, it's Washington 2, Houston nothing. Now then, Cleveland's on East Coast time, though. Cleveland is a Eastern time city. Here's the Cubs and Reds. This thing's got to be over. Nope, still on. Cubs and Reds are in the bottom of the eighth. 2-1 Cubbies. Ooh! This ball game is being brought to you from Cincinnati, Ohio. One of the Reds... I feel something touching my leg. I thought it was the cat. It's not. It's just the it's phantom finger.
Well, I used to do the do.
And the funky chicken, too. Ow, fuck. Been a wild week, man. Started out with getting our board installed, you know, and all last week with no goddamned equipment. Now we have three fucking PreSonus digital boards. Swung on, driven to left center, both fielders converging. Oh, it bounces, going to be a ground rule double. Caroming off the bullpen fence out there were the Chicago outfielders. The ball driven to the deep left center by number 9, Billy Konebe of the Cincinnati Reds. It's 3-2, Cincinnati, and Chicago, I think that's the name of the team, Chicago, right? Yeah, that'll do, Bob. Well, what, you know, I mean, if I'm wrong, I want to be told. What's wrong? It's called Chicago. Oh, that's Chicago, yeah. I thought it was Chicago. That's what we used to call it. Uh-huh. Here's a drive for the Houston Astros. This thing is curving. Foul ball. So bottom of the sixth with Houston. Bottom of the eighth with the Cincinnati Reds. Let me see if there's anything else going on here. Before I... Two out. Bottom of the eighth. Cubs down by a run. Wild pitch. Don't fuck around. Here's the Pirates. Here's the Padres and Cardinals. This is probably, yeah, this game's still on too. This is a central time game. Tied up, baby. Bottom of the eighth, 2-2. Padres and Cardinals. Oh, watch this one. Actually, no, the Cubs game is better. Here's the Twins and Sox. And this piece of shit is in the top of this. 4-1 Sox. Fuck it. Let's get back to the Cubbies. The Cubbies and the Reddies. There. All right, man.
Well.
I used to do the do. Wearing the funky chicken, too. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Okay. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Hey, man, what the fuck's the story here, man? 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Wait. 1, 2, 1, 2. Jab turkey. Where the hell? All right. Had a table read today for F is for Family. And security. What the fuck? Table read on my birthday. So we had a table read today for F is for Family. And I didn't sleep last night. I never fucking sleep the night before we have any kind of... I think it's probably one of the reasons why I don't sleep before I have auditions, you know? I just... It's just the way I am, man. My sleep has been fucked up since I was a kid, since I was like 13. At the time, I didn't know it was fucked up. At the time, I just used to wake up in the middle of the night and listen to the radio. At the time, I was just, you know, digging on the fact that it was night, and so I'd stay awake and I'd check out all this shit. And the next day, you know, you go about your business and you don't really feel, when you're a kid, you don't really feel it, you know? If you stand up all night, you do, but I never really felt it because I wasn't up all night. But probably I used to do that in the summertime, and maybe during the school year I didn't have the energy. But anyway, when I got older and I started to feel it, you know. And I got older, I tell you what.
Phil, this is Tom Hinchez, and I'm Phil. Phil, Tom Hinchez is a good friend of mine. I feel that I am a very good friend, and I'm Tom Hinchez, Channel 53. Big deal.
K Cincinnati 4, Chicago 2 now, bottom half of the 8th. 3-2 count, 2 out, 2 on. Wind up by the pitch. Struck him out. That's it, man. End of the inning. Yeah, the guy, the Cub guy is like looking to God. You gave up a run, dude, so I wouldn't be all digging it. You know what I'm saying, man?
Well, I used to do the do.
Jive turkey. There's a guy in Major League Baseball that goes into a stretch. Like, have you guys seen this guy? He goes into the stretch. It's not really a stretch. It's the look. It's not in the stretch. His look into the catcher is this. You seen this dude? Like, and they call it the bird of prey. And then he goes into his windup. It's the fucking weirdest looking thing. It'd scare the shit out of me if I was at bat, I'll tell you that. Which I obviously that's why he does it, but pretty it's very unique, I think, to be honest with you. I'm quite impressed with it. Now, I think what I did last night is I fucked up bad and I did not have this board elevated, and I think that's why I was bumping shit. I don't know, but I think I'm just going to go with that, you know. All right. This is Dr. Ed Elcott, and this is Elcott the Next Step. Now, one of the ideas that I have is to begin to fill out the show, to fill out the website with these bits that they're not necessarily, that Elcott wouldn't necessarily drop on Sunday morning, but that Elcott would just appear, you know. Oh, hey, we have another edition of Elcott the Next Step. We have another edition of Kenny Slag. We have another, you know what I mean? So the daily podcast is what this is, and Elcott and those guys would just pop on to the website. So it would be premium content only, which I really think it should be. So all of those things are going to go behind the paywall now. Elcott will no longer be a part of the free feed. Kenny Slag will no longer be part of the free feed. All that bullshit. Kevin Coneal, all that stuff. So I finally got that kind of worked out in my head. Just like the Lions were never part of the free feed. Now, I know a lot of you are asking, will there be Milwaukee Lion football? And the answer to that is obviously at this late juncture. I suppose we could still have a season, but unless I can find a way to goddamn do that bullshit without killing myself. Yeah. Jose Altuve. This guy is great, man. Fucking against the fastball. Oh, that's the fat. They have the average these guys have against the fastball. He's got a 384 average against the fastball. Okay. But he is terrific. Best thing ever happened to the Astros is coming over to the fucking American League, I guess. I don't know. What do I know? I don't know she at. See this.
Yeah.
Surfing Day by, who's that man? Marcos H. Botanos, or Bolanos. You know, sorry if I fucked your name up, man. I really don't mean to. Somebody fucked my name up, I'd be pissed off. So I try to get the people's names right. Are you Mr. Hendry? Used to get that. Or Henry, H-E-N-R-Y. Are you Henry? My last name, I'm Phil. Oh, you're Phil. Henry? Phil Hendry. Oh, okay. You know, that kind of thing. When I was in Little League, a little kid. Hey, Henry, you want to play? No, that's not my name, man. And that's the way I sounded when I was 11. No, man, you know. No. Don't do it, man. Don't do it. You know.
Hey, Henry, do you want to play some catch?
Nah, later for that. Later for that, man. Oh, look at this. Fireworks over Reds Field as the Reds win 4-2 over the Chicago Cubs. Here's the Padres and Cardinals. Didn't I say this game was close? Oh, shit. Nats, Astros, Twins and Sox, they suck. Twins and Sox suck a long, dangerous. Reds, Indians, this thing's a piece of shit too, isn't it? Dodgers and Pirates, they don't exist. What the fuck happened, man? I thought we had... What was the game that I was going to watch besides the Cubs and the fucking Reds? The Padres and Cardinals. I don't want the Padre fucking... I do like the Padre broadcast. The cool thing about Major League Baseball package, it's 2-2. San Diego and top of the ninth inning of the Padres coming to the plate. You see the local announcers, which I really like. I enjoy watching the different teams that work for these ball clubs. Okay. Fucking Vernon Dozier talk about yesterday. Ah, fuck, who gives a shit? Profiles and courage. Jesus. Sorry, Citizens Auxiliary Police won't have no information on Eclipse. Let's see, man. Dean Wheeler. The Kaburu. Jesus. Margaret Gray. Larry Grover is always good for a good time. That's it. Where are you, man? Bobby Dooley in her high rear end. I don't know. I feel like I want to do a Dorton thing.
Yeah, Mr. Henry. Well, it's been very touch and go, you know. What about you? I mean, how you feel about it, Larry?
Well, the way I feel.
How you feel about Larry?
Well, the way I feel about it is it's not going to work.
So you don't think it's going to work?
No, I don't think it's going to work.
Why is that? Why is that?
What are you doing, man?
I'm changing the EQ. Sorry, Mr. Henry. We've got a brand new, Seth film, an adult. It's porn. It's really Seth drenched. It's what we call Seth drenched.
What is it? Sex drenched?
Yes, sir. That's sex. I mean, if you don't want to be a part of this, General.
You know, General, if you don't want to. No, that's all right. I don't mind.
Yeah, well, I kind of mind the fact that you make fun of me. And
The only reason why I make fun of you.
This is going to be Seth drenched. It'll just be drenched in Seth. And I think that you know it. It's going to be called Frankenstein's Sister, and I know everybody thinks that's funny. It'll be Frank. We are going to pull the trigger on Frankenstein's Sister.
On Frankenstein's Sister?
That's right. Frankenstein's Sister will be, she puts out, she's a monstrosity, and she's just created, and the first thing she wants is, she grabs the doctor's head and just stuffs it between her thighs.
That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Fuck. All right, man. Let's do it, Jack. Let's quit fucking around. One thing I got to do, though. All right, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. We got it, man. We got it.
Well, that turkey.
HBO's Game of Thrones is back for its 7th season. Winter is finally here.
Winter is finally here. Blow it out your ass.
Well, first of all, I'd say that Game of Thrones is interesting. You know, it's got I watch Game of Thrones because it's interesting to watch what white people do, how the mind of a white man works. You know?
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what do I mean? When you look at Game of Thrones, you can see how jacked up the white man is because he's got all these demons. He's got all these undead. He's got a little man that tells everyone what to do. I look at that, I can't make head and tail out of that shit, you know?
When you look at Game of Thrones, young man, and let me just say something. Could I talk about myself, Mr. Henry? I'm talking here, son. You can talk when you talk. You know, I talk now.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Where the fucking cut hell is the fucking goddamn pen? Do I have a writing assistant, motherfucker? Test. Oh, come on, baby.
come on, sugar. Now, don't be there. There it is. Goddamn, I knew it was here. She used to do the do. Christ, on a fucking crutch. Game of Thrones.
Hey, Phil, how you doing? Well, I watched Game of Thrones because I don't understand it, you know. It is a TV show that is the mind of a white man. No wonder this damn country's in trouble. When you look at Game of Thrones, you see inside the mind of the white man, and it's full of all kinds of garbage. Just goddamn garbage. Let me say something to you before you put a clown, a Ringling Brothers Barnum and Bailey clown on.
I'm not trying to do that, Professor.
All right, well then let me say something, if you don't mind.
Go ahead, Professor.
Game of Thrones is a reflection of the mind, the confused and fever dream mind of the white man. He has, within the confines between both ears, a miasma of strange and, I suppose in his mind, wonderful creatures and superhuman personages which have no bearing on reality. There are the undead, there are dragons, there are fire-breathing things, the people themselves are half-dead, their brains are coming out of their ears. And I don't want to say anything, but I study that. And if I study that, I can tell what a white... This is the white mind. Look at that nonsense. I'm not going to watch that. There's nothing there for a black man. There's nothing there for the African-American. There's nothing there for people of color. That is the last vestige of European America drowning itself. This is a...
Testing.
This is a dream that white America is having about some mythic past when they were running around in the snow and they were playing... Shit. Playing grab ass out there. That's all they were doing, playing grab ass in the snow.
One thirty-nine. Now I want the song Surfing Day. What do you want, honey? Go outside.
Ah. I used to do the do and the funky chicken too.
All right, man. Here we go. Here we go. Padres Point of View Live. What is that? That sounds about as dull as it gets.
I used to do the do.
Got turkey. Well, well. Hey, I want to tell you about ZipRecruiter. These are the folks that are going to help you find the best. I want to tell you about ZipRecruiter. This is a place where you can post your job to a... Hey, it's Phil Hendry. I want to tell you about ZipRecruiter. A place where you can post the job that you have available, a job and opening that you have available for someone qualified, someone to help you in your business, and you can post it to 100+ job sites with just one click on the old mouse. So the powerful technology efficiently matches the right people to your job at ZipRecruiter. How about that? It's like your own personal headhunter if you want. It's like your own personal job bulletin board if you want. You're not out there crowded with God knows how many other employers looking for people. You can put this out there online, as I said, to 100+ job sites and see what you come up with. That's why ZipRecruiter is different. Unlike other job sites, ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on the candidate finding you. It finds them. Aha! In fact, over 80% of jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate, listen to this, in 24 hours. Now, if you own a business and you're hiring, You know where you can post your job to find the best candidate. It is ZipRecruiter, and only ZipRecruiter. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Simply screen, rate, and manage candidates all in one place with ZipRecruiter. Now, I realize this is a specific service, and it is aimed primarily at people with businesses that they run, people who own their own businesses and need people, quality people and qualified people for a position that may come open. But I'll tell you, it can mean a world of difference to you, to the business that you're in, and whether or not you're hiring other people in the future. So what I want you to do is find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by businesses of all sizes to find the most qualified job candidate, and they get immediate results. Right now, listeners to The Phil Hendry Show can post jobs on ZipRecruiter for free. So why don't you try it? You have a business, you have a position open, try it for free right now. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/Phil. ZipRecruiter.com/Phil. Okay? One more time to try it for free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/Phil.